Give me some.
I was born right here in the corner of this house, right here, which is right in that. My brother, this was his room when he slept back in here. And he did not know when, he did not realize I was born until the next morning that he woke up and heard me cry, bawl. And he was 20 years older than I was. And when I told him to the petition, I could see it because they used 2 inch. You remember the old flowing back in those days was 1.5 inches thick. And it was tongue and groove. I don't know how they done it, but it was tongue and groove. And that's what it was sealed with, and that's why you couldn't hear, because it was sealed on both sides with that 1.5 inches tongue and groove stuff.
I see. And the ports were all the way around.
All the way around. Mm-hmm. It was solid.
And by the way, if you had a porch, or if you had just a little roof over a door, just to, you know, to keep the rain out when you stepped out, what would you call that? Or probably still, you may still call that
a stoop.
I don't know. We never did that.
We didn't have one either. But people that I know called it just a stoop.
When we walked out on the walked out of the house, we got out on the porch.
Mm-hmm. All the way around.
All the way around. We didn't have that trouble.
Let's hear more about these fireplaces. You say you're 15 corded wood. The difference between a cord and a rank of wood?
Well, now we counted a cord 128 cubic foot. In other words, it was 2 foot long, 2 foot long, 48 foot. I mean, 2 foot, the length of it was 2 foot, the height of it was 8 foot, and was it 16 to 24 foot long, which makes 128 cubic. And that's what we
128 cubic
feet to
roughly 8 feet, 8 feet high, 8 feet long, I suppose.
No, sir. We didn't go there. We went 4 foot high. I believe it's 16 foot long. Pardon me, just a minute. Let me get my pack of cigarettes.
That would make it, wouldn't it? 8 by. Let's see now. 4 feet high.
Or was it 24 foot long?
Eight.
Let's see, 24 and 2 is 48. 48 times 4.
16.
That's 100. No, it's 16.
We never did cord ours up. We just tied it up in a pile.
We did. I tell you what my daddy done. He'd cut down some small logs and he'd bring it up here and lay them down. And then he would take a post hole digger and use a fence post there, or use some kind of post there to start stacking the wood against. And I'll tell you something else too, that my daddy used to heap cross ties. And I remember one time this summer he hewed about 300 and we hauled them up here to the railroad cross, and that's where they tuck them up. The man come along there and he culled about half of them. Well, it made my daddy mad, so he hauled them back, and we jammed both ends together and sawed down through there and sawed the red mark out. And of course, we had to saw the other end to make it look like it was a fresh cut tire and haul them back up there. And you know, we wound up there that he lost about 4 or 5 ties. That's right. And where they hewed a cross tie, was you had to take a small tree that would make about 3 ties. And every so often he'd hack in with a chopping axe, and then he would take a broad axe and cut it out about every 2 foot apart. And what those chippings that were 2 foot apart, they were called gums.